lowest of lows
that I've ever experienced. So, I mean, it's been a extremely, extremely tough day.
What have some of your teammates said to you in response to what happened?
A bunch of them have come up to me and said that, you know, rather we support you. We know what type of guy you are, and we're here for you. So, in that regards, that felt good.
Do you have to go through some sensitivity training? Do you know what that's going to be like?
I do not know what it's going to be like, but I do have to do it.
How difficult do you think that will be for you during the season or during training camp to go through some sensitivity training?
It won't be difficult at all. Something that we agreed to do, and we're going to do it.
Are you going to go out into the community and speak anywhere in Philadelphia? Do you have plans to do that?
We haven't talked about it, but I'd be happy to.
What were your emotions standing in front of your teammates last night?
One of the toughest things I've ever had to do. It was extremely emotional. They could tell I was sincere, and it was tough.
You referenced your mom and dad last night. Have you had a talk with them?
Yeah, I talked to them last night, and they're extremely disappointed, and as they should be.
Do you understand how much you've hurt people and how offensive it was?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel terrible for little kids that look up to Riley and their parents have to explain to them this whole situation. And I just feel terrible for the families and the people that I've hurt.
Do you think you can survive this season like this?
It's tough. It's definitely tough. But I'm hoping we can rally around this. And my teammates will be behind me, and we can all get through this.
Do you have any thoughts of leaving the team and going somewhere else, Riley?
Absolutely not. I love it here. I've always loved the city of Philadelphia. I've been here 3 years, and I wouldn't want to go anywhere.
You mentioned the safe haven for you today. I mean, at least an hour and a half you guys were working with you.
You know, it kind of, being out here at practice, kind of took my mind off of it as much as, you know, it could. But it was still always there. It was always present. But it felt good to run around.
Robert, you mentioned the players who were supported. He's a little worried about maybe some division within the team after this. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the way your teammates have received you after this? And do you feel fortunate to still be here today?
I respect a lot of the guys that came up to me yesterday and today. Numerous players, and said, you know, Coop, we know that's not the type of person you are. We respect you, and we're behind you. And if you need anything, call me, text me. You know, I'm there for you. So that definitely felt good.
You mentioned the players. There are some players that haven't forgiven you, or might not forgive you going forward.
No, not as of right now. But you know, it's this is all very fresh, and I spoke to the team as a unit, but I haven't had a chance to talk to each person individually.
And will you do that?
Absolutely.
Riley, you mentioned you've been drinking at that concert. Will any kind of alcohol awareness be part of the counseling? Is this something you need?
No. That's, yes, I was drinking, but that is no excuse for what I said or what I did. No excuse.
What will you say to the security guard that you specifically said those things to?
You know, I haven't had a chance to see him since the incident, but obviously I'm going to go up to him and apologize the best I can, and hopefully he'll see how much I mean it and how sincere I am. And
were you surprised that you weren't suspended?
You know, I didn't know what was going to happen. I had no idea. I talked to Mr. Lurie, I talked to Howie Roseman, I talked to, you know, Coach Kelly, and they came to the agreement to find me and tell me they're extremely disappointed in the way I acted, and what I said, and I said that it will not be tolerated on this team. And that's that.
How angry was Mr. Lurie?
They all were extremely upset. They all were extremely upset.
Riley, how long do you think it's going to take for this, everybody here, including yourself, to move past this?
I think it's going to take a little while. You know, it was very hurtful to a lot of people what I said, and I know that, and I take full responsibility for that, and it might take a little while, but luckily I have some great teammates that have already come up to me and talked to me, and so we'll get through it. So that was that is a positive.
You mentioned the younger guys who don't really know you, haven't been around you more than a couple of mini camps in this week. Mm-hmm. How does that process work? How do you show them who you really are?
You know, they know me fairly well, and they're, you know, they've talked to some of the older guys, and you know, some of the younger guys came up to me and said, "Coop, for the little time that I've known you, you know, I love you, man, and you know, I'm here for you." So as far as the team goes, they know that I'm sorry, and they know that I'm not that type of person, but I still take full responsibility for what I said.
Was there any friction with any of your teammates?
Was there what?
Was there any friction with any of your teammates? I mean, you felt
no.
About the guys you trained. Nobody said anything negative to you.
There's been no friction.
Between drills, I saw you standing by yourself a little bit. Were you giving yourself some time to reflect on your own during practice?
You know, I was just kind of going about my business today. This is an extremely tough day for me and a lot of other people as well. So I was just kind of trying to do my thing, and we did have practice today, so I kind of had to really concentrate and try to do well during that.